Editor's note. At the November 22 council meeting and without further discussion, a motion was passed that city staff investigate the feasibility of designing and reconstructing the main parking lot in Barrie's Painswick Park to a fully accessible asphalt parking lot. The project will be considered in the 10-year capital budget for completion in 2024, subject to available funding. It is expected to be part of General Committee's budget talks November 29. The fate of Painswick Park's parking lot could finally be determined Wednesday night. City councillors, sitting in Finance and Responsible Governance Committee, will consider a motion that staff investigate the feasibility of designing and reconstructing the main parking lot in the South End Park on Ashford Drive to a fully accessible asphalt parking lot. They will also discuss if the project could be considered in the 10-year capital budget for completion in 2024, subject to available funding. That cost has been ballparked at $400,000 to $600,000. There are concerns about the gravel and sand parking lot meeting accessibility for Ontarians with Disabilities Act, AODA, standards, and that it's used to drop off and pick up students at nearby St. John Paul II Catholic School. It's a bit of a chaotic situation because cars just come, park and drop off. There's no lanes, you've got kids walking through, Cown. Bryn Hamilton said at the November 15 General Committee meeting. Even a week after this lot is graded, there are a significant number of potholes and rivets. We have a parking lot right next to a fully accessible park and it's just not fully accessible, she added. Painswick Park is located on Ashford Drive in South Barrie. Bob Bruton, Barrie Today. Painswick Park's redevelopment was completed in September. It includes a 21,000-square-foot inclusive playground that enables children of all ages and abilities to play side-by-side, and focuses on removing accessibility barriers to sport and play. The playground includes double-wide ramps, a barrier-free merry-go-round, an entry-level climber, auditory stimulation and swings for all abilities. Donations from Canadian Tire's nearly 500 store owners across the country contributed $2.1 million to the project. This new playground complements the recent redevelopment of Painswick Park by the city, which includes the addition of 8 pickleball courts, 3 baseball diamonds and new lit pathways, at a cost of $5 million. Cown. Claire Reepma said he supports the motion to look at a paved lot at Painswick Park, putting this project in the 10-year capital budget and doing it next year if funding is available. We can make that decision when we start ranking all the other projects that we have to do, he said of budget talks, which are likely to begin Wednesday as well, and noting that Sunnydale Park also needs its parking lot paved. The Ward 1 councillor also suggested looking at paving a path or two for $10,000 rather than $600,000 for the parking lot, to make it AODA compliant. Cown. Gary Harvey, chairman of the Finance Committee, suggested Hamilton and Cown. Sergio Morales, who also supports the asphalt paving, find funding sources for the project. I do support this, but where's the $400,000 to $600,000 going to come from? Other areas of the city are important, too, Harvey said. Mayor Alex Nuttall also suggested the funding needs to be found. It's really easy to find ways to spend money and it's really hard to find ways to save money, he said. Paving parking lots near city parks to meet AODA regulations could be a concern throughout Barrie. We have a lot of gravel lots and we have a lot of situations like this, with potholes, Morales said. The difference is this is meant to be a fully accessible park. We should ensure our fully accessible park is fully accessible. At the end of the day, I think this lot needs to be paved and I worry that if we put in some temporary measure. I don't want this to be set on the back burner, Hamilton said. I know we are heading into budget now and there's no bundle of money that we have to tap into to finish this lot, but I do believe this is a significant priority. It is a safety concern that has been raised by many, many residents, she added. Wednesday's Finance and Responsible Governance Committee meeting is scheduled to begin at 5 p.m. in the council chambers.